Welcome to the Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, in Harrisburg, the budget hearings are going on. The House Appropriations Committee is taking a deep look at what the governor has proposed for the coming year. Give us some details on what's going on, what's being looked at this week.
During this year's hearings about the 2018-2019 state budget proposal, the House Appropriations Committee is focusing on improved accountability for spending tax dollars, private sector job creation, and the opioid epidemic. This week's slate of hearings included appearances by the Independent Fiscal Office, Pennsylvania System of Higher Education, and the Departments of Revenue, Transportation, and Conservation and Natural Resources. Next week's hearings will feature the Departments of Environmental Protection, Agriculture, Corrections, General Services, Health, Drug and Alcohol Programs, and Military and Veterans Affairs, along with the Liquor Control Board and the Office of the Attorney General. The full House budget hearing schedule and more information about the governor's proposal is available at www.pahousegop.com. Again, www.pahousegop.com.
And some interesting information came out this week, and it has to do with some of the unusual traffic laws that exist in Pennsylvania that folks might not be aware of. What's going on here?
As part of Highway Safety Law Awareness Week, which takes place between February 18th and 25th, PennDOT and the Pennsylvania State Police are reminding drivers about four lesser-known traffic laws. The first is that drivers must yield the right-of-way to any totally or partially blind pedestrian carrying a visible white cane or accompanied by a guide dog. The driver of the vehicle shall take any precaution necessary, including bringing the vehicle to a stop to avoid injuring or endangering the visually impaired pedestrian. The second law is that drivers in Pennsylvania are prohibited from wearing headphones while behind the wheel. This does not apply to the use of a headset in conjunction with a cell phone, which provides sound through one ear and allows surrounding sounds to be heard by the driver through the other ear. The third law is the ride-on-red law, which allows a driver to proceed through a red light if a driver believes the traffic light is not functioning properly. This includes when the light sensor does not detect the vehicle, and in this case, drivers are instructed to stop in the same manner as they would at a stop sign, and then they can proceed when it's safe to do so. The fourth and final law that we'd like to mention is that drivers cannot leave a vehicle unattended while the engine is running or while the key is in the ignition. This law does, however, not apply to private property such as driveways.
Also, there's some big news from the Public Utility Commission. I understand that there could be a new area code being generated that will affect your district. What's going on?
That's correct. Beginning March 3rd, the new area code 445, again, it's a new area code 445, may be assigned to new phone lines in the Lehigh and Berks County areas. It also includes the counties of Philadelphia, Bucks, and Montgomery. The new area code is being placed into service because the remaining supply of numbers in the current 215 and 267 area codes is nearly exhausted. Current customers will keep their existing 215 or 267 numbers, but starting March 3rd, residents or businesses seeking new telephone lines may be assigned numbers in the 445 area code. According to the Public Utility Commission, the activation of this new area code will not change the way that people dial calls or result in any changes to their service. Local calls under your current calling plan will remain local calls, and callers across southeastern Pennsylvania have been using 10-digit dialing for nearly 20 years since the 267 overlay area code was established in conjunction with the 215 area code.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.